Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey again today, Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Dan. Good morning. And you're right, the end of the fiscal year is Monday. So if you're going to get in that contribution and help us raise the remaining $306,000 we need to bring you the program starting on Tuesday for the coming fiscal year, the programs you depend on, you've got till Monday to get that job done at willpledge.org, or you can send a check to 300 North Goodwin, Urbana, 61801. Early price quotes in the Midwest direct hog markets are mostly flat to 50 cents a hundredweight lower, with a few locations a dollar lower. Demand for next week is expected to be sluggish because of the holiday-shortened slaughter schedule. Terminal markets are called steady to weak, with top prices seen in a range from $47 to $53 on a live basis. Peoria is called steady with a top of $47. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday negotiated swine purchases were 11,417 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The price range was 66.50 to 76.50, weighted average 73.50, and that's a loss of 27 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from 54.50 to 62.10. The weighted average was 59.98. Western Daily Direct Hog Report negotiated swine purchases were 10,958, base price range 66 to 75, weighted average 73.08, a loss of 52 cents from Wednesday. At a live basis, 49.54 to 58.17, weighted average 56.49. We'll take a look at the overnight trade in the commodity markets and talk things over with Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. But first, AM 580 meteorologist Scott Olthoff joins us for a look at today's agricultural weather. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay. Well, rain fell on about 70% of the western Corn Belt and about 60% of the eastern Corn Belt on Thursday. Rainfall was greatest in central and south central Iowa, where 1 to 3 inches was reported, and also in east Ohio, where 1.35 to 1.9 inches fell. Rainfall amounts of 2 to 7 inches, where local amounts 1 inch occurred elsewhere from portions of Kansas, Nebraska into Iowa and Missouri, and also from North Dakota into parts of northwest Minnesota and central Indiana. Little change has been made to the forecast today. Rain will continue through this weekend with all eastern Corn Belt locations receiving 80% coverage. Most of the rain will not be heavy, but there will be several 1 to 3 inch areas of rainfall. These areas of heavy rain should not be large enough to cause widespread serious flooding. The exception, of course, is in Iowa, where any rainfall will make flooding even worse. A few days of mostly dry weather occur during early to mid next week before another daily round of showers begin during the middle to latter part of next week. Daily shower activity beginning next week will not likely be heavy enough to induce flooding and actually should favorably support crop development. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, showers brought rain to 30% of the Southeast and 20% of the Delta on Thursday. Rainfall is greatest from South Carolina into areas just west of central North Carolina, where anywhere from 3/10 to 1.5 inches fell. The Delta and Southeast states will see widespread beneficial rain through the weekend. The rain will be too light to significantly boost subsoil moisture in most locations, but the rain will help improve topsoil moisture and support some of the crop development needs. Daily shower activity will fall and will mostly be insignificant until late next week. Another increase in rainfall is expected late next week and in the following weekend. The increase in daily rainfall coverage and amounts will allow crop development to remain favorable despite low subsoil moisture. The region will remain vulnerable to moisture stress if a week or two of hot, dry weather occurs. And the high temperature for the next 7 days in Delta Southeast will generally be in the 80s. And 90s. In Canada, Manitoba and northern Saskatchewan received some welcome moisture over the weekend. Some short-term crop and field improvements will occur in northern Saskatchewan, but more rain will be needed. The remainder of the prairie will have opportunity for some shower activity over the next 10 days. The resulting rainfall will be rarely to be greater enough to counter evaporations, with temperatures averaging above average in many areas. Frequent rains of rain and seasonable temperatures in southeastern Ontario and Quebec, Canada, will produce sufficient moisture for fine long-term crop development. Some warmer weather may be needed after a bout of coolness evolves this weekend and early next week. In the U.S. hard red wheat belt, rain fell through the northern half of the hard red wheat country, excluding Colorado, Thursday and early today. Rain amounts range anywhere from 2/10 to more than an inch resulted in some additional delay in wheat harvesting, and it further promoted the spread of rust and other wet weather diseases. Harvest weather will continue to be less than ideal over the next 10 days. A more substantial drying trend is needed, but not very likely to evolve for a while. Field work will advance around showers and thunderstorms, but the spread of wet weather disease and quality declines may continue to induce some harm to crop. In the U.S. Northern Plains, a favorable mix of rain and sunshine coupled with warm temperatures over the next 10 days to 2 weeks should prove favorable for aggressive crop development. Rain frequency could rise a little higher than desired in some areas next week into the week of July 7th. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Overnight prices in Kansas City, July wheat opened at 9.53. That was down 1 3/4. Last traded up 7 1/4. September 9.70 1/4 was the open, down 2 1/4, up 7 1/2 on the last trade. The spring wheat for September, 10.14, down 5 3/4 on the open, up 10 1/4 on the last trade. July wheat in Chicago opened unchanged at 9.24, was up 9 3/4 on the last trade. September opened unchanged at 9.42 3/4, last traded up 7 1/4. December, 9.65, down 3/4 and up 8. And March, 9.84, down 2 and up 12. July wheat for 09. Open at 9.96 3/4, down 2 1/4, up 6 on that last trade. In December 09, opened at 10.04, down 3 1/2, last traded up 6 1/2. July corn, 7.53 1/4, down 1/2, up 7 1/2. September, 7.67 1/2, down 3/4, up 7 1/4. December at 7.87, down 1 on the open, last traded up 7 1/2. March at 8.03 3/4, down 1 1/4, up 8. The May 09 contract, 8.11 3/4, down 1 1/4, up 3 1/4. July 09, 8.14 3/4 was the open, down 1, up 8 1/4 on the last trade. And December 09 at 6.83 1/2, down 2 1/2, up 2 1/4. July soybeans, 15.74 1/4. They opened unchanged, last traded up 13 1/2. August, 15.74, down 1/4, up 13. September, 15.65, up 3 and up 15. November at 15.60 1/2, down 1 on the open, up 11 3/4 on that last trade. January 09, 15.77, up 1/4 and up 11 1/4. In July 09 at 15.84, down 1 1/4 on the open, up 12 1/2 on the last trade. July soybean meal at 421.40 on the open, up 20 and up 280 on that last trade. The August was at 418.60 for the open, down 40, up $3 on the last trade. July soybean oil, 65.66 was the open, and that was unchanged. It was up 63 on the last trade. And the August soybean oil contract opened at 66. That was unchanged. It was up 50 on the last trade. And joining us now from the Stuart Peterson Group, West Bend, Wisconsin, Jackie Bakes. Morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
Very good.
Managing to stay dry enough?
Yes.
We are.
And actually, at some point, maybe a little too dry at the moment.
We are here in our immediate area too dry, but still having some problems in some of the growing areas. Is that weighing on what we're seeing with some of the prices? As they opened in a very narrow range, but spread to the upside by the time the last trade happened overnight?
Well, I certainly think that that is a big driver in the marketplace. There's a lot of concern out there. We know that we've lost a lot of acres, and any continued rain in those wet areas just adds to the fact that we're not going to dry them out. I think the reality is we're not getting the corn acres back, no matter how we look at it. And so, the trade is starting to realize that beans aren't going to be planted very easily either if it continues to rain. And so, and I think the acres report also is a big pusher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're expecting to see quite a bit of a drop in the harvest percentage on the acreage report for corn, and probably not a real big move higher on beans, of course, as far as acreage goes. So traders are just getting squared up and getting ready.
Squared up and ready for Monday's report. So what kind of activity do you expect today?
Today?
Yeah.
I expect to see probably a pretty strong open. I think we're going to see some pressure come in. We've had a pretty strong move in the marketplace in the last number of days. And so it would only make sense that we'd see some profit-taking ahead of that. And I don't think many people are going to want to go into this report on the short side. And yet, you know, you hear things like USDA may decide that they're going to release CRP acres for next year, those types of things. I think that would put a dent in the market, but at the same time, the market would rebound because we still have to get through 2008. We really don't care about 2009 that much at this moment.
Yeah. Okay, so how about some opening call numbers for the commodities this morning?
I think we're going to see the opening call numbers pretty close to what we were overnight. I would be really shocked if the trade didn't somehow try to push through that $8 level on December corn. We got to 7.99 and a quarter last night, but that would take quite a strong up to do that. Beans up 13.14, wheat following. I think we'll see the cattle a lot stronger because we had very strong cattle prices yesterday and probably mixed on the hogs. It'll be an interesting day.
Jackie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day, and that's Jackie Vakes from Stewart Peterson Group, West Bend, Wisconsin, joining us on our pre-opening commodity market report on Fridays to provide you with analysis of some of the numbers that we report to you here on WILL Urbana. We are a listener-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's a minute past 9 o'clock.